two colors make purple?
What's I say that makes purple.
Show me.
You got red though.
Oh, you're gonna try it on this side now? So I can see.
I don't know if this is going to work.
I mean, like, you have to expect this, right? You know I'm obsessed with this child. Okay.
No, no, I don't mean you. I mean her.
Oh. Let me see. Oh, wow.
No.
You think you could play quietly? No. Can you play quietly? No comment. Okay, so everybody got my email message, my attachment. Everybody check their reliabilities.
Okay. So what if you like already know that it probably won't be reliable?
Okay.
What? What makes you think that?
What question? Isn't it averaged across?
Yes, it's averaged.
So I think I had one really low.
No, you didn't.
I did last week.
It wasn't
low. No, it wasn't. No, remember, I fixed it. It was,
no, but it was still like 0.4.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Here, I'll look it up.
Sorry, I need to run across because Michelle has a client and all my stuff is in there. So I just grabbed it right now. I didn't know she had a client.
Look at this.
Okay.
I'll try it out.
Yeah, we forgot. Now
I
remember.
No, I just checked. Yours was 0.66 yesterday.
Oh, okay. Good. I thought it was much worse.
No. I had no choice.
No, it's great.
Hey, but I got something for you.
Yes! What? So I'm going to leave this in my mailbox for our friends.
All right. And then you're going to start when?
Start after Christmas.
Okay.
Do you want to play with the ruler? Do you want to open this for me?
This is not going to work.
It's kind of hard because there's this plastic wrapper on the outside.
So, was this video a little bit more difficult than last week's?
It's so interesting.
What do you guys think?
I feel like there's a lot more like salient objects, yeah. Salient like items in right. It, you know? So, in some ways, I kind of.
So, well, yeah, it was easier.
In some ways, easier, in some ways,
the same as last week, I think.
About the same?
But more interesting to watch because crazier shit happens.
Yeah. It was so difficult to hear. It was so
That was last week.
What happened?
I showed her last week's reliable.
I was like, yeah, I'm the same as last week.
No.
Well, you're close.
I'm close.
It's about the same.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Two.
Let's take this plastic.
Sure, we could take all the plastic off. That's fine.
So let's go over. So I embedded within the email message the item numbers from most discrepant to least discrepant. I also sent you the output. But just keep scrolling down.
Oh, here's the names. Never mind.
You have to scroll a while.
Got it. Sorry. No,
it's page 7. Page 7 is where it starts. Okay?
Sorry.
Now just put an eye out with that thing.
Careful of that. Those are sharp. She's just going to fall over.
All right, just.
Just measurements.
Okay.
See, you could draw a line.
Those have
some sharp corners. Okay. Does anyone remember what Raquel's Skype name was?
Sarah, do you remember what Raquel's Skype name was?
Oh, Sarah, you're here. Sorry. I am present.
It's true.
Did we drop a ruler?
Here, I'm gonna get it out. Using this one. Hold on.
Yeah, I'll Skype her in right now. You'll Skype her in?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me just tell it that.
I felt like this one was hard because there's so much that was happening. I was like, what is that?
I aim to please.
There was like nothing in my middle.
Or you must have given her what? Some
like a super. Yeah. There was like nothing.
Is that your supervisor?
Nothing.
Well,
she's old. Nothing what?
I had like nothing in my middle pile. Like,
oh, in your middle pile?
I think she was very possible.
But then I'm not sure what you make.
You met her before?
No, I've seen her on the library.
Okay, yeah, this is my dog.
Isn't she also an adjunct?
What are we talking about?
We all now know who these therapists are because we recognize them. We recognize their pictures and one of them interviewed several of us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, isn't it
trying to be locked?
Is that okay? Yeah. This sounds on though, so if you talk, people will hear you, yeah?
Of you guys, or?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm a little frazzled.
So, can we start talking about item 44?
There are two transcripts here. Oh, for next week. I need help with my rulers.
So, item 44, we had a 1 and we had a 9. Wow.
And Jeff, the numbers on the left, are those our actual codes, or are they,
So we should go to number 44.
Yeah. Okay, so Sarah placed 44 in item in pile 1, and Gina placed it in pile 9.
Gina's probably
right. What? Sarah, why are you so fucking
The gold standard was 6.
I'm not this week.
Not this week.
Wait. Gold standard was 6.
Okay, so 44.
So,
row
1 is the gold standard
on this one.
Yes, what are you?
I think that's 10.
Same
John
10.
Oh,
no,
oh,
that's
different order on this.
John
6. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so just like the 6 row cross.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and also, Ariel placed it in pile 9.
I feel like I could go
go down a notch, though. I mean, I know why I placed it in 9. Just because the...
Look at that!
They're in the description, in the characteristic description.
Yeah.
Literally says, for example, child claims that the therapist doesn't really care about her, which she said word for word, essentially. And that was really salient. To me, that was like the most important conflict of the...
Right.
So I understand that sentiment toward the therapist wasn't necessarily consistent throughout the entire session. However, in terms of salience to me, it was the most important conflict. That was why I had a visit 9. So
she seemed pretty wary and suspicious to you.
Well, to Sammy, she said that exact thing, so...
I could see how it would go more than it. I put it as an 8, so I thought it was pretty salient as well. But I struggled with it, definitely. Because then there was a moment where she was like, the therapist was talking about the supervisor. They were both talking about the supervisor.
You got trash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we thought maybe it was Dr. We're trying to figure out who it was.
I mean, the child's never seen me or doesn't know anything about me. It's fantasy. It's a fantasy.
I think she was really mad at her own therapist, but took it out on
right.
me.
She
had my
birthday. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
Is he white?
I bet he's white. Yeah, I didn't make that connection.
But then she said, well, do you hate me? And then... said, no, I don't hate you. So then I was like, I don't know if she is like that distrustful of the therapist, because like the relationship between the two did like ease up a little after that tension, that moment. So I could see how it would be lower, but it just felt pretty...
I just feel like this runs into the issue again that we've talked about before. It's like when you're rating based on like how
Lily
frequent something happens or how much of a session it was happening versus the salience of something.
Sure.
So what Amanda's describing, yes, 100%, the conflict of feeling distrusting of the therapist did not happen the entire session. But when it did happen, that conflict was very, very salient. And when you take away from the session, what do you remember? You remember that she told the therapist, I don't actually believe that you care about me.
Right.
That's what you're going to remember. So to me, like, that would be the most important thing.
I agree.
So that's why, to me, like, I would think that would be the most important thing.
Yeah.
Like, could I go down to an 8? Yeah, but I still do think it's the most important thing.
What's going on? Okay, we can just leave that for now. Yeah.
And they did a 6. So you're... You think 8's high?
This wasn't a good idea, was it?
How many rulers are there?
Okay, so should we go to the next one?
Yeah. Well, let's see. 3.
So the next one is 47. And 47 is when the interaction with the child is difficult, the therapist accommodates the child. And we have... Raquel placed it in pile 1.
Raquel, can you tell us why you placed 46 and
47? And Gina and Amanda placed it in pile 8. Pretty wide discrepancy there. But Raquel's not alone, really, because Ariel placed it in pile 3. So it's Raquel and Ariel against Amanda and Gina. Go.
How do you gotta make it like that? Like, you want us to fight. You like it to be combative.
You put it in piles. No.
I'm sure I put it in a pile that's contrary to everyone.
Sorry, you put it in pile 9.
I put it in
sandwich for you.
Actually, Sarah placed it in pile 9.
Yes. And Anna, too.
I placed it in pile 4 because to me it went back to what we were talking about last week of like intent versus advocacy. Who's Skyping me? Sorry. So, like the
her intent was to accommodate, but I don't think she was effective in doing that, so that's why I ended up in the middle.
She wasn't effective in accommodating the child?
No. Or that. So, to me, they kind of cancel each other out.
Well, does she appear open to compromise and accommodation?
What was the gold standard?
6.5.
I'm going to talk to Daddy. So you're going to call her while I talk to Daddy. Yeah, I'm going to get you some pens.
I'm going to put you in this chair as I get your pens.
Get me pens.
What do you think? It appears open to compromising accommodation. Doesn't mean she actually does it. She's open to it.
Yeah.
Like, so when the child is upset with the therapist says, I can see I've done something to upset you.
That's a marker.
Yeah,
but
she
says that
like
6 times. Yeah, that's why I put it high. She literally said that over and over.
She said that, I think, on the range of 6 or 7 times. It was ridiculous. I thought that. I believe that she said it an excessive amount. So I put it really high because I thought she was extraordinarily accommodating to the child. More so than my peers, I acknowledge.
No, I mean, we put it in 8. Yeah, we put it in 8. Yeah, so I hear you. I agree with you. She said that she did say that over.
Yeah. I think that's definitely reading the characteristic again. It does sound characteristic, but also reading the uncharacteristic, it also really fits that very well, because there were a couple points where the child seemed very distressed and the therapist did not heal.
Can you give me an example?
Uh-huh.
These are wings. Her child wings.
Okay, let's see. Sick. What did she want to do? Am I getting my
session? I have an example. I think there's something like that. The very last part of the characteristic where she's saying, the example says, therapist states, I can see I've done something to upset you. She said that several times. I seem to be making you mad. And then the child would say, then she would say something. Yeah, this is how my mother talks to me. You are making me mad. And then the therapist would say it again, so to me, maybe it was just that specific word that was placed in the characteristic that I immediately tossed it to the right-hand side, to the characteristic side.
Yeah, I'm thinking of when she wants to go to her sister's session, and she's, pleading and, arguing, and the therapist is no.
On the other hand, I don't think that she's trying to improve matters or to soothe the child. I mean, I think that she's trying to explore the enactment. But, it's mostly characteristic, but I think that her reasons for doing it, that's what I put in a 7. If
you're the one who came closest to the...
Yeah.
Along with... Julia.
Yeah. And so I would have put it higher if it had been.
So if she hadn't resisted the child's bids to go to the sister's therapy session, you would put it at 9. But because of that, you knocked it down a little bit.
Yeah, I would have put it maybe an 8. And I think that what she was trying to gain by, I can say that's something to upset you. I wouldn't say she was necessarily trying to accommodate the child, but yeah, either way.
Does that make sense, Aurea? Because you can't, I agree with you, and I think most of us are agreeing with you, but you can't ignore the multiple times that this woman said, I've upset you. Julia, you wanted to say something?
So the only thing I wanted to say about that was I put it in a 6, which is a little bit characteristic because she said that a lot, but she also doesn't accommodate the child a lot. Like bringing her
exactly. That's what Ariel just said.
Right, but Ariel put it low.
Yes, she did.
So I'm saying, sorry, I thought you put it the other way. I put it high because they said all that, but I didn't put it as high as a 9 or an 8.
No, because you're accommodating the parts of her behavior that weren't accommodating.
Right.
So I think we're acknowledging, look, the gold standard was 6.5. So you're not way out of the woods, but maybe come up a couple.
Yeah,
I mean, I could see a 5, right? Then you're equally balancing out the accommodating and non-accommodating aspects.
Yeah.
I think this item is hard. I always find this item is hard every time, just because you would imagine that the characteristic and the uncharacteristic descriptions would be essentially inverses of each other, and these are not inverses, because one is talking about basically a therapist being emotionally attuned to what they're saying that might be provoking something that's upsetting to you. And the other one is talking about changing your stance,
right,
which is, that's an entirely different thing. Whereas if I say something that I know upsets you, I can tell you that I acknowledge that this is upsetting and I'm sorry about that. And it's a whole other matter entirely if I'm like, I know this upsets you, and now I'm going to say that I agree with you. You know, like, that's a totally different thing. So I find that particularly to make it really challenging. Whereas if one was like, a therapist acknowledges that the child's upset, and the other one, the therapist doesn't acknowledge that the child's upset, you know?
Right.
So it's really kind of, I think, tapping into two different things.
Sarah.
I guess I was looking at 47 and 48 because I thought the therapist setting limits would accommodate for the therapist saying, no, we cannot interrupt your sister's session. And so I saw this is very different items. And so I think because looking at 48, I put 47 much higher because I thought the setting the limits was, no, you should not actually interrupt another session, which is characteristic, like outlining rules to conduct for the session, I guess. So that was, I guess that's why I was inclined to put it higher, is because I thought that the element that we've been discussing was accounted for in the greater item number.
You refueling? Come here and refuel. She's refueling.
She's
Margaret
Mahler. Her attachment base.
You want to hug your secure base right now? She's like, what are you talking about?
Yes, I do.
You know Daddy's working right now? You know when I say I'm going to work, this is what I do. This is what I do.
Carlin wants to run the meeting now.
Listen to Daddy's
laugh. Yes,
yes, yes, yes,
yes.
Yes, no. All right, so should we go to the next item? 24.
25.
24. What's that? That's Daddy's.
5? 26 or
26?
24. So we have, on the one hand, Carlin's messing with my flow here.
I'm 6.
Sarah placed it in 9. And Gina placed it in 1. And Mike placed it in 1.
5?
Those are both extreme ends of what should be something kind of in the middle.
I feel like I'm always the one that's on the extreme. I just have really strong opinions about everything.
No, you always have really strong opinions about 10 of the items.
No, right, the ones that are the problems, obviously.
Jeff, what's the comparison?
It's the first one, it's 4.5. So that's what I'm saying. 1 or 9 is extreme for this item.
Yeah. I find that so interesting.
You watched the video before, right?
These are my scores. These are scores of two experienced coders. I'm familiar with this. Therapist emotional conflicts intrude into the relationship.
Completely
uncharacteristic.
I disagree with my
opinion. Wait, Gina, you had 9. No, I was a 1. Sarah was a 9.
Oh.
She doesn't know why she's a 9.
I'm I mean, how many times did that kid, like...
She should have. Like, you almost expect that the therapist would have gotten upset.
She did an amazing job.
Yeah. Well, just because if you look at the uncharacteristic description, it says, placed towards uncharacteristic if the therapist restrains from responding personally to provocation and disturbing material. For example, if the child directs sarcasm at the therapist's appearance or just, like, at the therapist.
Right.
And the therapist is quiet and says, I am bothering you today.
Which is basically what she said.
I'm trying to find this one because it's kind of similar to the last one. Like, I can see I'm bothering you today. There was one moment where I thought, like, she kind of was, like, getting a little annoyed,
yeah.
But she really kept it together, and, in spite of that girl
was
really taking it out on her.
Yeah.
So you think she took it?
Yeah, she took it like a champ.
Yeah.
She took a licking and kept on ticking.
Yeah.
Well,
do you not agree with that?
Well, I only say this. I'm allowing other sessions that I'm aware of from this therapist to intrude on my memory.
Oh, that's the cardinal.
Oh, cardinal.
Yes, I know.
Cardinal,
pull your
violin. That's cheating.
But I'm aware of it.
That doesn't mean it's
okay.
If you
just watch this session because it was so different from the rest.
Yeah.
Right, especially for us to have seen those other ones versus this. She was way more...
I think she was very attuned to the process and what was going on.
Even way more than the last one that we saw.
No, Sarah, you're not holding up your end of the argument here.
I quickly said I just couldn't.
Oh, you did? Okay, then let's just move on.
I think before the conversation started.
I'm just trying to figure out why the comparison would have been
Yeah, why do they have it as
well? Well, it's actually okay, because if we're all very in tune with each other... That's the most important thing.
But
just like shut up, Julia.
So our rating wasn't with the gold standard person, it was just amongst each other.
We weren't far.
Your reliabilities are against the gold standard.
Do we have
So if our reliabilities are against each other, we'd be higher.
Right.
That's what I sent to you.
Oh, I don't have my computer.
Yeah, I just mean to post. I'm less likely because it's.
Yeah, it's when you get home and you open up your email, you'll see it. As long as you know your code. So let's go to item 70.
Child struggles to control feelings or impulses.
70.
Oh, wow. I have that as a very good one.
Child struggles to control feelings or impulses. And what we have here, the gold standard, that means that one put in one and the other put in two. It's pretty close. You can't think of the 1.5 any other way. And so what we have here is a 7 and 8. Who's the 7 and the 8?
I messed that up.
That's
7.
Julia and Gina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I messed it up. I totally remember thinking this should be uncharacteristic, but I must have put it in a characteristic.
I don't know why.
She wasn't struggling. She's letting it all out.
She was.
I don't know why I put it there.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I have no recollection of why that was either.
All right, now we had two people put in one. That was Lily and Amanda.
I guess.
And we had Raquel put in two. And we had.
I put it in three.
I had two.
Yeah. I can't read my own handwriting. Who's three on this?
Me.
Eight.
Oh, no, you're not three.
Three.
You're six.
Oh, I'm six.
Yeah,
so
not in your code. Not in your code.
Right.
On this.
No.
Right. So those are very acceptable ratings for this. So one and two, four is on the outer limit, but 7 and 8.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Neda.
That's wrong.
Okay, all right. All right. So what was your thought process, though? Do you remember?
I think when I read child struggles to control feelings or impulses, I conceptualized that as, like, she could not control herself. But now that I read it, that's not what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And Gina, you're okay?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I did. I did this a while ago, and I was very sleepy, so like, don't, I have no comment to it.
All right. All right, so 56 is the next one. 56. Another one where we have, well, it's not that terrible, but there is 1-7, which is Julia. So we had one gold standard person put in 1, and the other put in 2. And Julia put in, but also Anna put in 6. So Anna and Julia against the world. 56.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have a problem with there too.
Child is distant from his or her feelings.
She's not distant from her feelings.
She's not distant.
No. I take it back.
Like, I really distant from her. She was just like, I don't want to answer these questions. I hate questions. I don't want to answer these questions.
That's not being distant, though. So this is good. So we're learning, right?
I feel like that's most likely what I was thinking about when I thought about.
See her.
Is her
affect balanced? Is it emotion? Is it balanced? Is it, or does it average out?
Yeah, she's definitely not flat.
Yeah. So.
While I was watching the session, I was thinking about this card. I'm like, this needs to go in 1 when I saw
that. Now that, like, you're getting more familiar.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Right? So, 1 or 2?
Yeah.
Okay. You're okay with that? All right, good. All right, so let's go on. Number nine. Is this helpful, this new method of identifying items to talk about?
Therapist is non-responsive and is effectively engaged.
Okay, so we have the gold standard is 3.5, and we've got a 6 here, and a 6 here, and an 8.
Who's
the Raquel.
Raquel, you have an 8. Let's hear it.
Go for it, Raquel.
So, let me read over the item.
Sure, it's number 9.
Stop. I didn't experience affect from the therapist very much. I felt like her face was very flat, and her responses felt very flat to me. Like, even being like, seems like I'm making you angry, feels very flat to me.
But that's, she's getting it confused.
Yeah, that was part of my experience.
Because then if she thought
the very distinct part of my experience with the therapist.
She flipped it. If you had thought that, you would have put it in a lower pile. If you thought she was non-responsive, it would have gone in a lower pile. But you placed it because you thought she was responsive and effectively involved.
It doesn't sound like
no.
She was unresponsive.
She got the direction that she's indicated.
Yes. So she put in 8,
right,
which is in the direction of therapist is non-responsive.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But pretty much everybody else. So who wants to argue? So who's number 3? Anna,
Yes. You
put it in pile 1. So you need to speak on behalf of the other side.
I actually saw a lot of engagement.
Speak up so she can hear.
Can you hear Raquel?
Hi.
No, I'm kidding.
She can hear you.
A lot of engagement. When I read it, all I remember is how like in tune the therapist was with the client and asking her and commenting on everything she was doing, and I mean just being engaged. Just it wasn't like she was
unresponsive. This would be the reverse would be non-responsive.
I feel like she was
interpreting this item as specifically being about emotional engagement, though.
Yep.
Sexual engagement to me.
Did she seem to be emotionally withdrawn?
Yeah.
What do people think?
She was, you know, not engaging the child the way the child wanted. The child was being very provocative.
Yeah.
And she was very responsive, but staying level. I didn't view it as, like, detached, though. Like, she was being detached or cool. I was just... I thought she was very engaged with the child. I mean, I put it in a middle pile because I thought it did kind of even it out, you know, slightly less characteristic because there were times where she was just like, not flat, but level, you know? But
yeah, but I think you're right. She was as engaged as it would have been professionally appropriate. And the times that the child was a little bit, you know, moody or pouting, she was still... kind of matching and like mirroring, responding to that affect. So even if she was a little bit more low key in those instances, I think that she was matching her sort of affective.
Raquel, does that make sense?
I feel like I still had a different experience of her. I didn't experience her as matching the affect. I had this feeling that she was sort of like going through the motions on the outside, like
when
she
was
were the things
like,
she was supposed to do, but I didn't
was,
get any.
Therapist like toned it down to when she was.
Speak up.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. You don't mean match, you mean like she responded well. Like she matched the child,
but
she had a good
not
response
right
to the child. Yeah.
She was responding in a
yeah
an appropriate way.
Would you, Raquel, would you say that she was affectively involved during her interactions for the most part?
I feel like this is such a subjective interpretation. I had this feeling like she her body and her mouth were doing the things she thought she was supposed to be doing, but I didn't feel like she was actually there in an emotional sense.
When you say she wasn't there, are you saying... Like, are you talking about facial affect? Like, the visual display of her expressions or lack thereof?
I think that was part of it. And and in tone of voice, also.
In tone of, I can't recall tone of voice. I don't think I made a huge note on that. But I agree with you from a facial affect standpoint. But, again, I consistently have differences with how I conceptualize affect, which we know historically from being together.
I see what you're saying, Raquel, though. I mm-hmm. sort of felt her at times to be somewhat withdrawn.
Honestly, she seemed like kind of tired and maybe a little depressed to me. I say that not in a judgmental way at all. That was just the vibe that I got, was that like there was something within her that was pulling her attention and energy, and she wasn't fully engaged.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
I feel like the way
on an emotional level.
The way I saw it was this child was very, very dysregulated. And
yeah,
the therapist was trying to bring her to be more regulated,
right,
and was modeling for her.
So can you see maybe what you're talking about is withdrawal might be actually technique?
I'm totally willing to accept that.
Case closed.
Yes.
All right. Moving right along. So that was 9. How about 62? 62.
Therapist points out a recurrent theme in the child's experience or conduct.
Yes.
This was one I had an issue that I had some difficulty with.
So I put it very high because I thought that it was... she kept on bringing up that, like, I noticed that when I ask you a lot of questions, you get angry or you stop answering. So that's the theme that I...
And she connected it to her mom, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that one...
That's
I hear what Lily's saying.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I hear what Lily's saying, and because of that, I would think I might move it up. But the thing where she's talking about her mom, like... The only thing we have to remember is, like, we have to look at the sessions in isolation. So, like, who knows if that was a recurrent? Because she, well,
but I suppose what I mean is, it's not, like, a recurrent theme in the child's
session experience, right? It's a recurrent theme in the child's experience. And so she talks about, is this how you feel like when your mom asks you questions, you know, or like, is this why you get angry when your mom? So it kind of implies that it's a recurrent theme in the child's life, not in her session experience, you know?
I'll buy that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Actually, the people who should be arguing on the other side are Anna and Ariel.
Yeah. When I did this, I thought about the experience of the mother, but I didn't think it, like, imply that it's recurrent until you just brought it up.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a recurrent theme.
I
felt it was covered in other
items. I think it's GST.
I feel like it was like a one time.
You're not older.
I'm not older. But I could see like where it would be implied that if she felt so strong enough to bring it up, that it is something that occurs in a child's life frequently enough to correlate it to how she was speaking to her and whether the questions were bothering her the same way it would bother her when her mom asks her questions,
right.
If that makes sense.
What do you think, Ariel?
I remember thinking that there were a lot more opportunities than a therapist actually took advantage of to point out recurring themes. I just can't really remember what those were.
So you thought there were more opportunities and she did. She chose not to take them up, and that's why you...
Well, I don't know that she chose or she didn't.
But
and based on the comparison, some, you know, one of them scored it much more characteristic, and I don't think that it would have gone higher than 7.
Well, the gold standard is 7.5.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think that it would have gone. One of them, one of the two coders, would have had to go over,
you know, over a 7.
Instead of 8, 8 or more. So I wouldn't have gone that high. I think 7.
Well, it's not the number of themes. It, remember, therapist points out a recurrent theme takes only one, but the higher, the more salient that theme is, the higher it goes.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about frequency.
Okay.
Yeah, the number of themes. I think what someone said about opportunities to explore other themes were missed, and so I think that was a good point. Yeah, I think this is one of those that I was between a 6 and a 7, and I bumped it down to a 6, but...
That'd be still be within 2.
Yeah.
I think anything less than 5 would be incorrect.
I don't agree, but okay.
Well, we have to agree.
That's fine, I agree. I can move it up to a 5. So it should literally be what you were just saying is it literally should be interpreted as 1. You're measuring the frequency.
Wait, at least, you know, 1A theme. It says,
right. Okay.
Therapist points out a recurrent theme. Now, how salient is that theme?
Okay, but it's not about the number of themes or the opportunity.
It's not how many she left on the table.
Okay.
It's the salience of the one she did point out. All right.
You're right, there's something that I thought I was like the underwear thing, for example. I felt like I could have been gone more into, you know? But I feel like she'll start jumping like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Like that seems to be.
That's a recurring theme too, and she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So uncharacteristic is if therapist does not identify an existing or evident theme or recurrent pattern. Now, there's some forms of therapy where that's not what you do, right? This happens to be a form of therapy where she does do this kind of thing, and she did do it in this session.
Mm-hmm. What type of therapy would not...
Like somebody who's teaching like automatic thought stopping.
So, likes that.
So you snap the rubber band around your wrist, and you're teaching that, and kid might be jumping all over the place, and the therapist keeps saying, okay, come on, let's work on this jump, on this snapping the rubber band,
mm-hmm.
Right? Do you like automatic thought stopping?
I have to do it with one of my patients.
There you go. All right. Oh, well, because you're doing automatic thought stopping. Okay. Item 25. Item 25. We've got a couple of outliers. We've got Sarah and Gina.
Gina, we are such a pair.
Is that right? Yes, Sarah and Gina on 25. Chava's difficulty leaving the session.
Why did you wish I'd she's not to be very eager to go?
She can start cleaning up and then she played for like another 6 minutes.
She can't hear my bed. No?
Children are told to clean up, they immediately do.
6 minutes?
6 minutes is a long time.
Is she having difficulty or isn't she?
I mean,
if you put it yes or no.
I thought that when she said it's time to go, she went okay, and just or like the session is over.
Well, she can. You can say okay, but what does she actually do? Is she having difficulty or is she not?
So I guess I'm thinking about inquiring more when the therapist had said that this session was done, like the child seemed to be had already processed the fact that the session was. Because the therapist gave, we're going to have to close, and we're going to get into the session, it's like 10 minutes, she starts to move up, and then when it actually came time to leave, the child seemed to totally fine to scamper out the door.
I think like a helpful excerpt might be, this is from the transcript,
yeah,
the therapist says, it's time to clean up name, okay? I can make a ball. Could I keep it? A ball. Mm-hmm. Want to wrap the rest of stuff up, though? Here. I want to take one home. Oh, you want to take one? Like,
it just goes on and on.
And then, I guess I just need to have a visual for...
The next time she says, clean up, she says, all right, we have to clean up, though, so... And the child says, mashed rainbow cake.
It's hard.
Like, it's not...
Gina, you went up.
To
support Sarah?
This yeah, story? No, I
Willing to come down.
Carlin, come here.
No, I hearing the transcript, I see it differently. Before Sarah said anything, I was trying to think, well, why did I put it there? And I thought, well, I don't remember anything about it, so obviously it wasn't that important, and that's why it was low, so that's probably why. Yeah, but I mean, unfortunately, I think even though we're not supposed to let other sessions affect how we go.
Oh!
We all do it sometimes.
Come on, like, great. Even, not that I was actively thinking, like, oh, but last session she was this way. But, I mean, comparatively, like, obviously the other videos, it was a large conflict. And here there was a little bit of a thing. And then she helped the therapist clean up and we all moved on. And I think maybe also the way Sarah was speaking, that resonates with me as well. It's like, this is also a 10-year-old child. I can't think of any 10-year-old child that when you tell them to do something, they just move, oh, all right, sure, you know. I don't do anything anyone tells me, and I'm a 23-year-old adult. So, like, I just feel like I have trouble with the item is in the idea that there's ever a child that it's, like, a very easy thing for them to leave, you know.
I mean, I know that like, children are sometimes overly eager to leave.
Or like they hate you. Like, this but is the word they want to leave.
But I think even when I've tried to leave therapy sessions, like, oh, you have about 10 more minutes. Like, oh, great. So let me tell you all my shit.
Right.
There's like a term for that, right?
Doorknobbing.
Doorknobbing.
What
is
that?
I definitely like towards the end of a session.
And
like,
she's
saying like the big news.
This girl is famous for this.
And I drank that whole bottle of wine by myself.
It's like when you're
about
to leave the room and I hold you onto the door.
And I have a gun in my backpack.
Exactly.
For the children, what would be an appropriate time to say, all right, it's time to clean up. It's time to clean up your toys. Maybe they'll finish coloring or drawing or their puppet show, something of that nature.
what would be an appropriate time frame to say 6 minutes
is a long time.
6 minutes, right. Six yeah. minutes could be long. I totally agree. I should drop down to the 9 with you. But from the general standpoint, I think I would definitely give a kid at least a few minutes after.
Sure, absolutely.
Wrapping things up.
But, you know, when the therapist says, could you clean up X? And she says, oh, let me make this ball. She's postponing the inevitable.
Okay.
And that's having difficulty leaving.
Okay.
So when a child says, oh, let me make something new here. Let me play with the Play-Doh. When the therapist has just said, we have to end now. Please clean up. That person is having, by definition, having difficulty leaving the session.
Even, well, what if the child has not yet played with the Play-Doh and they, I've been thinking about this too much. If the child has not yet played with the Play-Doh and they really like that part of therapy and they've been prompted to say that it's time to leave the session, oh, let me just build this one thing and then I'll think
that's having difficulty.
That's so
I would
say that.
Yep.
It doesn't matter why they're, like, it could be that they don't want to leave the therapist, or it could be that they haven't played with something yet, but like
any reason. It could be the tour reason.
Right. It doesn't have to be a difficult
thing.
Just
be like leaving
your
room.
Just leaving your room.
Jeff, would you
I should think about it that way.
Would you imagine that this item and child is compliant? Would they usually like kind of factor together?
Well, child is compliant
across
all 45 minutes.
Exactly.
This leaving the session is
exactly.
restricted to the end.
I just thought it was interesting because we were all really tightly bunched on child's compliance.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine a child who's extremely compliant through the session but is having such a good time, then they show non-compliance at the end and
mm-hmm.
they're having difficulty leaving.
Okay.
And so compliance would be fairly high because you want
to
give some kind of acknowledgement to the first 40 minutes of treatment
mm-hmm.
where the child was compliant, but then the last 5, the child says, no, I'm not leaving. So, yeah, there is some non-compliance, but for 40 minutes the child was compliant versus having difficulty leaving pile 9
mm-hmm.
in the scenario I just suggested.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so...
I have an item I actually was questioning.
And
yes.
If that's all right, item 15.
Item 15.
I put it in 5, but I just want to clarify it for like future.
And the gold standard was 5.5.
Yeah, so I was fine, but it was a guess.
It was a guess.
It was a guess that just worked in my favor.
An educated guess. All right, let's look at the items.
Child makes physical contact with
them. Yeah, just because, like, you know, like, they're playing, like, the hand clapping game, and that's physical contact, you know? It's not, like, super, like, salient or anything, but if they'd spent the whole session playing that,
mm-hmm.
would I rate it higher or lower if they were talking at the same time? I didn't know how important to place that over, like, if they continue to talk the whole time, you know? Because it's not, like, physical contact like the examples they give, but it's still... the child touching the therapist, you know?
Well, if the child is in the therapist's lap like this...
That's not what she's asking, though.
because they're playing like pat.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like still a touch, but it's a different...
It's not a hug.
Well, this would be a 9.
A hug.
Yeah.
And that might be a 6.
But, so what... I guess I'm having trouble differentiating. So pat a cake, to me, seems like... the therapist is involved in the session and part of that is physical contact. The physical contact isn't necessarily sought out, but it's like part of the game.
Thank you. I'm explaining it better. I put it in a 5. So there's someone who put it in a 2, though, you know?
Yeah,
but
this person.
Only one person. Show your face. 7. That's Lily.
Have you come to the dark side? So I think that. Oh, I think. Okay, I think it was because in the beginning she moved away. she like began by sitting, and then she got up and sat on the desk, which was like slightly farther, and then she went over to the couch, and then she later moved on to the other desk that was farthest away from where the therapist was sitting. So I think she was like making big moves in terms of putting space between them.
That's it.
I felt like the only time that she was really trying to be distant from the therapist was when she's like playing with the house and she kind of turns away.
Yeah.
When she goes to like jump on the couch and like goes to play with something else, I don't see that.
Yeah,
this
is like
her,
pulling
like,
back. Like she's actively creating distance. Did she do that in the session?
I think she did.
Actively.
She, like, well,
intentionally.
I think that's just hyperactivity and putting on a show.
That
I mean,
I agree with Mike about that part,
yeah.
But the part that where she was like turned away,
yeah, that,
and there was trying to talk to her, I think
yeah.
That was.
And then there were also, there was like towards the very beginning of the session, I think she sat on the desk.
Yeah.
And it, that move also put more space. But I'm trying to find it in the.
I would take mine down to six, probably.
Yeah, it was just something where I was, like, questioning it, and I was like, they did make physical contact, but it wasn't in, like, a super salient manner, and so I took yes between, like, between,
yeah.
Like, 8 and 5,
so
and I just happened
to... Yeah, you split the difference.
Yes. No, I just chose. I didn't split the difference, you know, because they did touch. But, like, it was just a point where I think it was, like, 50-50 chance I was right, and it happens to be I was right.
But do you know now why you were right?
No, now I understand, yeah.
Okay.
I just felt like we needed to discuss it so I could understand.
Okay. And someone else wanted to ask one question about an item?
No, Sarah and I had the same query.
The same question.
Well, same question.
Let's go party.
All right, let's go party. Thank
Yay.
You for accommodating
Yay.
Carlin
wow,
today.
So
and we're meeting at 4 p.m. on Tuesday via phone, right? No, we're going to go straight to the party. She has to wear a skirt. You want to wear daddy's skirt?
Or the computer phone.
Are you going to be here on that Tuesday?
Yes, I am.
So you'll be doing your conference call from your office?
Yes.
I'm also going to be here. So can I just come to your
office? Yeah, just come to my
office.
And then we're going to
have
supervision
right
after. No, I'm going to be at a special thing for Carlin at her school.
Okay. That's fine.
Hey, what's going on?
What?
You won't be at that.
Yeah.
Carlin, you can keep it right. We're not going to go to the party. Is that what you want? Don't you want to go to the party?
Do I have
a skirt for her? A skirt.
You want a skirt?
She has to wear a skirt for the party.
But it's too cold for a skirt.
You have a skirt at home?
She has lots of skirts at home.
Doesn't she want to go home and get a skirt?
Yeah, but we can't go home and go to the party.
Hey, Carlin.
You're selling somebody who hasn't had a nap today. Did you have your nap?
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Carlin, you can't go to the party. You can't go to the party.
No, but I want to.
We
can
drive
down. You want to? I'll tell you what. Listen, I'll make a deal with you. You can't get a skirt, but I'll give you a piece of cake right now. You stop crying. You want a piece of cake? You want a piece of cake? Okay, no piece of cake.
No, I want a skirt.
You're not going to get a skirt.
I want a skirt. I want a skirt.
Well, Jeff, I will see you at the party.
Yeah. If we get there.